Pasuk says, this week's parasha, Yosef, Yulach, Devonim, Tantovo, Shnas, Orov, Asher Yolul, Osnas, Nas, Potifer, Kohen, Oim. More in Tainis, learns out from here halacha that the person should not be oisik b'shul revu b'shnas harobo.
B'shnas harobo?
B'shnas harobo, when there's famine in the world. He says to Gemara, also long and shash, b'tosu b'shnei nerob, z'ami robo, v'nam ul yosef yulat shnei bonim, b'tem tov b'shnas harobo. The Gemara learns out, the person having a shmuz now, trying to Yosef Yulash Negonim Tam Tovo Shnasarov before the Shnasarov came. So the Gemara continues on this topic in Pinus Yud Aleph. Well, right afterwards in Mistoma, that's the same, you know, we can imagine the difference, but the Chorv and the Gemara's, but the Smichs are Gemara, the Gemara seems to say that there's the same Yisoid. That a person should not be oisik, and those in Yonah have his own enjoyment in the time of a Shani Rava. Torah Ba, the Gemara says, Bizman Shi Yisrael Shruim B'tzar, Rupirish Echa Mehen. One day, Klai Yisrael Shruim B'tzar, this Klai Yisrael Shruim B'tzar, people are Shruim B'tzar, Klai Yisrael, Rupirish Echa Mehen. And one guy goes, like, you know what, I don't care, everybody's Shruim B'tzar, I want to enjoy myself. Boyin Shnei Malochei. The Shoreis, the Gemara says, Shemalam and the other, the two people that the two Malam Lachan that support a person. Omnichal and Yedan, our Roish, our own Ploni Zeh, Shepirish bin Atziba, Yirav and the Chomus Atziba. You shouldn't see the Chomus Atziba. Chazal don't want to give a very terrible claw to a person. And when the Gemara says, another Gemara, that Lamaisa, we see that a person that's in the time when Klal Yisrael, the others are Bitzar, and he goes out and enjoys himself, it's a big time on a person. It's a very big time on a person. That's not the unhug that a person is supposed to be doing when it knows that there's all the clients on side. The Gemara says, we learn around from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says that terrible sorrows come on clients for this day. The Gemara is about to do Tzadik Neva, Beinik Shomalei. One side could be people that are Pippi Doylem, and Nifta, for this day, this day. El Yitzar Adam in the Tzibur, the Gemara says, the way a person should be knowing is they should mitzar himself with the Tzibur. He should afflict himself with the Tzibur. She came out to the Moshe, but he should see us with the Tzibur. She never did. Moshe, Kfein, and Vichu, Evan, and Simba, Tachta. It says when the battle, when they went out to battle against the Amalek, so Moshe Rabbeinu took an Evan and put it under his, himself, and put it under his arms. Shek Chazal, Vichu, Moshe, Lekar, or Keses, Moshe didn't have a pillow, he didn't have a mattress to put under him. Leisho elakacha v'moishu ha'ol Yisrael shurim b'tzar avani enim b'tzar b'chom tzar v'motzar etz v'atziv v'zirch v'lom v'chom tzatziv. Here Chazal teaches Gevaldik Yisrael b'Yisai, and we don't find this by any other umma. L'choyra, we don't find that the Goyim are responsible to b'tzar themselves. So what? There's a group of Hispanics in b'tzar. Don't think that all this time the Puerto Ricans get together and be mitzar. The brothers of Schwarzes, that whatever, blacks that are in tzad, they're not expected, but yidin are mitzar of mitzar. The klai is mitzar, there's a certain hanhogas that a person is supposed to love. Allah ala ma'isa. There's aloha, there's a lachor called the psalm, it's isu mamish. Aloha that a person is not supposed to be oisu per revu, pshat sa ro'avoy, is the pshat that a person has to learn. That b'shas when there's people in famine, there's people going through tzar b'shas, we're supposed to feel the pain. That's the yisod b'shas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that the tzura of our umma is different from any other umma. We have sympathy and empathy for other people going through tzar. That's the anhoga of Klal Yisrael b'shas. That's the anhoga of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's anhoga in the Bria is supposed to be that we're supposed to sympathize and empathize with the matzah that's going on in Klal Yisrael. And if there are people talking about tzad, and people going through a difficult situation, the people going having, you know, in stress, emotional stress, we're at least supposed to feel it. We're supposed to be having a hanogah of us. That's not kosher at all. If a kid, a person says, Shalom Alechana, I don't care, Chas v'Shalom, the clothes that come out of that. And Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Shas Klaish, Shalom B'Tzar, Moshe Rabbeinu, he put himself into a matzah tzar of us. And that's the hanogah hanachorin of Klal Yisrael. But this is very, very important in a klal. Klal is to go oifin and a prati is to go oifin and b'Tzar. In a klal is to go oifin, you have to realize that first of all, you see a moment to get Musa Haskell from this morning, Rosa. You the Yosef, you like Shnei Ronim. The Maya said Yosef was on top of the world. He was the head of the Egyptian Medina. They were the richest power in the world at that moment. At that time, they were the ones who had sustenance for the whole world. He was Sholit, and he was Mashin a Matzah, a very good Matzah. The Maya said leading the whole, what's it called? Leading the whole Mitzrayim. Making sure that everybody has food in charge. He had plenty for himself. Yosef was also the prodigy thing in the Mitzrayim. He was the second command to Paro. He had everything going good for him in life. And Yosef did not forget this meter, boy said. It's unbelievable. Yosef Atzari did not forget this meter. Yosef did not forget this meter. That even though I'm in a matzav of toif, even though I'm in a matzav of, and according to Toises, there was a shtickle midas chasidus of Yosef at that time, but the ma'isa tzoifah shaltov was a midas chasidus, but Yosef at tzadik, in that moment, when he had everything, he was on top of the world, he did not forget about his brethren. He did not forget what's going on in the world at that moment, and to be mishtatev in the tzar of the tzibur of us. This is the lima from Yosef Atzalik of us, the Gavaldik lima that Yosef taught. That Yosef taught Naamish the ganze welt. Yosef was. And other midos, toivos, and other madregas, other characteristics that we have to follow, Yosef's mimido. Of this mido, is something that it's a musa haska for everybody, Rabbi Yisai. No matter where you are holding, Rabbi Yisai. If somebody is going through a difficult situation, the mitzias is we have to mishtate with that tzara, Rabbi Yisai. That's the essence of Kodesh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael. We're a tzibur shleima. And if there's a tzibur, if part of the tzibur going through a difficult time, even though here Rava could be the whole world's going through a Rava. But even if people are going to be, in halachas brought down all the difficult situations they're going through, Muhammad's, there's a body in to be started with the tzara, and that's the whole Indian version of a lot of the mitzvahs that we have, Rabbi. People make a mistake, they go for Nicham Avelims, Rahman al Aleinu, and they go for Pikacholims, and Rahman al-Tzalam, that's what they do over there. You know, the Dibur. You know, so how does it feel? You know, start talking about, you know, things that the person has so much other things that people say to people is totally without consideration. The person that I'm bestowed in the tzar, don't think for a second about that. People that know that other people went through difficult situations or going through other difficult situations, bestowed in the tzar is to feel that man's pain, to feel the pain. If you feel the pain, so you're not going to say certain things. Otherwise, it's dumb to something. You have to check yourself out. But if you feel the pain of somebody, someone's going through it, it mishtatev means that I can feel the pain. I'm aware of the pain. I'm aware of what the person's going through. And therefore, it's very difficult for me to function in a regular way. That's mitzar atzmo v'atzibur. It doesn't just mean, okay, you know what? Everyone's going through it, so I'll try to hold back. It means to actually feel what they're going through. From that comes, obviously, there's halachas. You have to be purged from certain things. And try, but the yisoid is that if you feel the pain, you know what people are going through. So it's not so easy to do certain things. And even if it comes down on that madrega, this generation, that he can manage for the pain to abstain from. Because I'll say that a person, the day when a person sees the chum beis hamikdash, it should be hard for him to eat meat that day. As I'll say, that they wanted to make a takana, but a person shouldn't eat meat that day. The day that he has He sees the churim beis hamikdash. He shouldn't even meet that day. The churim and the beis hamikdash, what it means, what is that destruction? What the pain, the tzar of Hakadosh Baruch Hu not being with us. The pain of the tzar of other yidin, your pain you should have. But the churim and the beis hamikdash is not with us. The pain should be so great. Baruch Hu should be able to eat meat, should drink wine. So I want to make a takana. What's the pshat? How did I enjoy myself? And the same thing is with the pain of somebody else. The Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to be aware. We should be aware of somebody else's pain. We should be oblivious to someone's pain. And so many mitzvahs that we have is made that we should be sensitive to others. And this is something that's so important, Rabbi Yisrael, in the whole makeup of Yiddishkeit. Of course, you see, like I said, we see mitzvahs that way. Nichama ve'elam. Chaim Shulevitz once came to Menachem Ovel, and he came to Menachem Ovel, and he, what's it called? He sat there for a few minutes. He started to cry. He started to cry tears. Tears of what? He said, I didn't know how to Menachem the person, but I started to feel a little bit of the pain. He started to cry. Like, never a person lost a very close one, this, that. And it was last night by Menachem Ovel, by the Weinbachs. Now, when he was there, there was a year there that said he was there present that by Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was Nifta, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky came to Menachem Ovel. He was really also very sick, and he came to Menachem Ovel. And he opened up this guy was telling the story, he was there in the room. He opened up a little petek, a little piece of paper that was written to him from the Chaim Shulevitz. He came to Menachem, the Chaim Shulevitz's family. So he opened up a petek that the Chaim Shulevitz wrote him when he was never, his wife was with him when he was 50 years old, whatever. So Chaim wrote him, and Givaldik is so, that means that you feel the pain. You know, people go in, they bless, say a few words, I'm off of Menachem, Eslam. You go to Ravaka Koyal, you'll feel better. Feel the pain, get in and out. Oh, I want to be Vakakho. It's a nice thing, everybody said. That's a beautiful thing. You know, we have to give a tremendous new honorable mention to people of this Yeshiva Baruch Hashem that went on their free time, they went to cheer up people that were despondent, despairing, people in old age homes, things like that. It's like a beautiful thing to mention the Yeshiva. So they went on their spare time during Hanukkah. Cheer up another person, but that means you care, you feel somebody else's pain. But when Chaim wrote that Lamaisa ain't Isha Lamaisa Labaila, a woman only dies for her husband, no one can feel your pain. He said to Rav Shmuel, no one in the world can tell your pain because it's your wife. Only Hamokim Menachem Eschem, Sosha, only the Baruch Hashem knows that I'm Menachem. You know what I'm remembering? That's what Chaim wrote. And that's what he showed it to them, when Reb Chaim, he said, Reb Chaim, Yehukim Menachem, for Reb Chaim, for the Tata, Amokim Menachem. And that was the Pshat. Reb Chaim was a person that, you know, people go around, they don't, first of all, a lot of people don't even care, not sensitive to other people's pain. That's the first thing we have to learn from this service. Like, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be sensitive to other people's pain. And certain Klal Yisrael's pain, there's a lot of people going through pain. That's the first thing. The second of all, when we are sensitive, so some things, sometimes we can respond and react in the right way. Sometimes we don't have the right way. We have to get the Das Torah how to react to that. What should we do about it? But just to feel the pain of myself. And I said, people, we're going through, you know, Rechmanos that we had recently with hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of people, Yidden, maybe millions of Yidden that were going through. They were having this rocket shot on them. We were sitting here eating our strawberry shortcake. And we were eating our cakes and things. It's taka a pel de gazava until the mice started coming here, whatever it is. But the mice, there should be tehillim, or if you can't say tehillim, to think about it for a second. But people are going through tzad. Yidden are going through tzad. It was a hurricane. Everybody was talking about it. You see the picture in Manhattan Beach, what happened, the shul, and Long Beach, and this, and that, and this, that flood, very nice. Everybody showed pictures, and all the thing. If someone say for a second, let's say a typical Tehillim for these Yidden, people, even to Tehillim, but say, they have Tzad, they're going through Tzad. If you really think about the Tzad of somebody else, everything's about, you know, the status, what's doing, in Deal, New Jersey. What happened over there to this house? Wow, did you see that picture? Wow. No, Shmuley, you saw that picture? No, I didn't see it. Let's see it. We'll go tonight. We'll see it on what's nice. Is it a real picture that we made it up on what's nice? But the mice said, we got to get that picture and see that picture. What do we have after the picture? Wow, did you see that? Wow, look at that house destroyed. So anybody think, yeah, people live in that house. See a tree, mamish, smashed through a house. Mamish, and the house is in half. Oh, wow, that's the most amazing thing I ever saw. You have it on your phone, even the picture. Anybody realize that somebody lived in that house? Someone really wants to live in that house. They don't have a house or a place to live. It's a person about feeling a person there. The person has the time to down a little. Down for the yidden, they're in pain. The yidden are pain all over. The yidden are pain that they need children. They need shidduchim. They need the yidden are in pain. Our job, everybody said, if we can't help but go over and say something nice, you daven for them. You can feel that pain, and that's what a Kodesh Bo wants from the universe. A Kodesh Bo says that if you see the world is suffering, the world's in pain, the world's going for a difficult time, you say to yourself, you know what? But I'm okay. Everything's fine daily in my house. Everything's okay by me. So Zal says, the person says that, he's not going to see another Chomas HaTzibur. He's thrown out of the claw is gone for because of it. Ela Yitzar Atzvon HaTzibur. That's the Kavkibus. We have to feel sympathy and empathy for others. And that goes, the person said, the Klai Shal large, and the Proteus, our friends and our roommates and all around the person. There we have to learn it first. The Bochum, and friends, and some of us are in pain, they're suffering, they're going through hard times, people are so inconsiderate and unsensitive to people's feelings, it's terrible. Bochum comes to complain to me about that people say things to some people, so inconsiderate, so insensitive to their feelings, it's disgusting. And that all comes from a person's thinking about himself, and not thinking about somebody else. In this yeshiva, we want to learn to learn how to think about somebody else. That's what we're here for. If we could do that, then we have a mokum. If we're not doing that, find a different yeshiva. Here, we're learning how to think about others. It'll help you in the long run in marriage, it'll help you in everything. But here, we have to learn how to think about others. That's what we're here for. That's the tachlis of a person in this world. Avad learning Torah, of course, that's the tachlis. But the tachlis, oylem ches, yibona, yibona, she made a world, not with a single person, with other people in this world. A person alone is no good. Hashem wanted somebody else in this world, an oil that you should be able to give to. And that's the tafkid. And if you don't do that, you're not fulfilling your tafkid in this world. You don't give in a certain way. It doesn't mean you go out and make care packages, tafkid. That's not the only way to give. You give by davening for somebody. You give by saying a kind word for somebody. You give by being sensitive to somebody's feeling. It's also giving. But if you don't give, you walk around selfish, and you walk around insensitive to others' feelings, and you wake people up, and you're insensitive to other people's feelings or boys' side, that's loy kedarko, that's against the tzura what you were created for. It's not the tafkid. Umine halochas, how we have to be sensitive to somebody's feelings. That person is not sensitive, he's chutz l'machin. Therefore, boys' side, let's make it an effort here in the yeshiva. Be sensitive to each other, to consider each other, to think about others' pain, Rabbi Sai. There are people that go through pain constantly, Rabbi Sai, different ways. Let's think about their pain. Let's try to be sensitive to their feelings, to the kind of them, to daven for them. We zeruch to all the good things, Rabbi Sai. We don't know, who knows what comes from that, Rabbi Sai. It says in this week's parasha, that was the big taf, that was the big time. They said, Hashem anachnu, why are we ashamed, the brother said? Bizchalano eleinu. When Yosef pleaded with us. That was the big time. That's what they thought they were ashamed. We were ashamed because we didn't listen to the pleas of Yosef. We were insensitive to his feelings. All the tzoras that come upon us, Rabbi Sa. We never know, Rabbi Sa. We never know why we have tzoras. Oh, why does it go so difficult? Who knows how many times we were insensitive to somebody's feelings? The Kodesh Baruch Hu pays you back. You're insensitive, then I'll be insensitive to you. Ask you for this, ask for that. Why should I be sensitive to your cautious? Davening. It's not going. What's going on here? I thought Rebbe gave a whole shiur, shmuz about tefillah, how the power of tefillah works so well in tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu be insensitive to me. Where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu sensitivity to my feelings? I need it so badly. You know what the answer of Isaiah is? Shavs mida keneged mida. It's chanan o'elecha. You were insensitive, very insensitive to a lot of people. You don't care about their feelings, you rank them out. You say wrong things to them. You put them down. You're very insensitive. You don't deal, but he's hurt from it. Sensitive? Sensitive is paid back with insensitivity. You're not going to be answered today because you're insensitive. But we're sensitive to others, but Hashem will sensitive to our feelings, our needs. We're able to be answered. She has to say, and we're